A lovely welcome to the podcast series, The Real Change. Transformation has never been easier for power women who want it all, love, life, and success. Today we talk about what is your first real step to think about and to do that you can really start your real transformation. And I wanted to do this podcast because I see very often that women, they try so hard really to do and make the big change in their life. And they do trainings and work so hard on themselves, but in fact, they just run into the wrong direction. And after a while, they ask themselves, though they have done so many things, that nothing is really changing for them. So the dream partner is not really coming, or maybe your promotion you were working on so hard, or also you have done, you know, family therapies, but nothing is really changing. And you just don't understand why and how is this possible. So that this is not happening to you, we made this podcast series so that you understand what is the first step, what you really need to consider and not forget about, that you can really start your transformation. So that you not waste any more time and also not more money. So let's get started. Hi, my name is Michelle from Switzerland, and in this podcast series, you will learn how I did my transformation, my real change in love, life, and success. And especially on top of this, how you can do that as well without wasting any more money and any further time. So we talk about what you need to know, what you need to have with the right tools, methods, and with the right training, you can do that as well. So are you ready? Then let's get started. So, what is the first real step you should do to really be in the position to start your transformation? And that you get here a better picture about what I'm really looking at and focusing on, I would like to give you a very good example of my former clients, and especially what state she was, what she actually wanted to do and wanted to change in her life, and why she could not do it, in fact. And in fact, what I then really did, that she could really start her transformation. So that was a woman by the end of her 30s, and she was very long time single. She was very attractive, smart, open-minded, very active. And towards that time, she was really seriously looking for a life partner, a husband. So she was in Tinder, and then suddenly really she found someone at that time, and they were 6 months together, right away moving together into one apartment, and then they had a very big wedding. She just showed me one or two pictures about it, but you know, she had a Cinderella dress, and it looked really like out of a movie scene. It was absolutely great, you know, and I just can judge from the pictures she showed me. But the thing what has happened after that super great day of her life, after 6 months, they separated and then the divorce came. And I met her personally, as she was walking into my lounge about one and a half years after that divorce was really legally. So, and she told me, and that's the reason why I wanted to make this podcast, and for that you get, that you understand what I would like to really point at this point. As she came, because she told me she has worked so much on herself. It was such a tragisch, you know, such a horrible experience for her in life, and so many question marks came out of it that she said the only option was for her just to somehow stay alive, let's put it like this, you know, that she really started working. So she went to Therapeuten, she went to Psychologen, she went to having a look into her stars, you know, into an astrologi, and also she met a shaman, you know, just to have a look at her ancestor story. What is really on her karma, for example, why things turned out to be so horrible, and this was such a big, big mistake to do and to take, and trust me. And she came into my lounge and sat down after one year of working very hard after this horrible thing what happened to her, she was still so deeply hurt, so deeply touched and sad. I mean, she was actually crying with one little, you know, when you just were here and she started talking about it, the tears were just floating out. And she was completely, you know, completely depressed and completely restless. She told me, you know, always when she, for example, when she sat, you know, and wanted to relax and enjoy, she in fact had an inner trigger point that she has to stand up and has to go out and has to move. And when she was out and moving, she actually had an inner trigger point telling her or you know, making her that in fact she has to sit in the car and have to drive somewhere else. Or for example, that when she's driving, she has the impression, you know, I need to go now to city to see people, to maybe go shopping, just because to increase the opportunity that she's maybe finding now very short time, her partner, the partner she's really looking for and was longing for so long. And believe me, she was really in a horrible, horrible state. She was really crying nonstop. She was then moving, as she could not sit still for any second. She was checking every 2-3 seconds her mobile phone, if you know, maybe, you know, the next chatting partner would come and maybe the next date within like the next half an hour. And as a really tough thing, you know. And that's also interesting because she then gave me one or two examples that the guys which are chatting with her, there may be dates that they could not please her with one sentence they were writing. Unless they were taking too less action, like, you know, let's meet next week. And she's like, no, I want to meet right now. So why waiting for? Or that they were very boring, someone was writing einfach too much, they were not welcoming enough, and. So everything what she did in her life, she was not in the position she wanted to be, it was for her einfach horrible. So, when you would have been in my position, what is what you do when you have such a person, such a client in front of you? Do you really think it's the smartest thing when someone is so restless internally that you say, all right, no problem, you know, let's get started, let's go to the first process and we do it step by step and then things get better, you know? Do you really think that that would happen in such an extreme situation with that client? And yes, you're right, no, it would not, because that person could not really focus, that person could not really concentrate on, in fact, the steps and what she's supposed to be doing, because if she's trying so hard to concentrate on it, you know, her thoughts would right away, you know, guide her to something else, or you know, that she cannot even sit and stand still, so then she has to jump up, in fact, and go out and do something completely different, because of being internally so restless. Also, that means you cannot really work with her, you cannot really stay focused on the process, and you know, where you patiently have to do step by step, you know, and have to have a look what is really happening and observing what is the outcome and also what is arriving and popping up into your life after that. And so, all right, so what did I do then? If I just, what we just agreed on, we could not really start the process. So what was the first thing, in fact, I did, I started, or I really made with her, that she can start her transformation and really going. And I can tell you, you know, what I did. I came, as she came to me, you know, I just sit there and I realized the situation that the only thing what I now have to do is be there and listen. So I did not say a tone. I did not make no comment. I did not make a judgment or a recommendation, or I was telling her anything about out of my experiences or maybe the thoughts or the pictures or ideas which were popping up at my head, or maybe experiences out of other customers. Because I give you a ganz clear reason. I'm sure the first person for a very long time who did not interrupt her, and I was just there and just listening to what miserable things which were happened to her in her life. And I give you a clear handshake on this one. I was the first one ever listening to her story. Okay. And after that, I realized, you know, that she really stopped really giving me new information about what else has happened in her life and is not okay for the time being. At that point, and this is now the real step, the real first step we made really, is that I brought her into a very deep physical and mental relaxation. And in this case, as it was really such a tough situation, a horrible life situation out of her point of view, that the only thing what I really brought her into really to gain back also energy, you know, that you really bring her into the position after that to start working, I brought her into a very deep hypnosis. And if you now think about, oh no, hypnosis, you're a little bit, oh no, insecure about what this is and you never tried that and maybe you never think about ever doing that. I believe you, I understand these feelings. Then in case you do not would like to have and do hypnosis, you can do trance processes as well. So they have the same effect and you know, you can also do them quite easily yourself. When you go, for example, into YouTube, they have tons of trance processes, which they have taped, some with music, some with nice natural sounds, and the variety is endless. And just pick one or two which you really like, you know, where you like the tone, where they make a good impression, or they like the journey they are guiding and leading you into, you can easily follow and you like it. The important thing here is only that you get into physically relaxation and also mentally that you can relax, okay? So this is the real first step to do. So with this step, she could really physically calm down, as stop moving, and also mentally get into connection to herself so that she could feel herself again, that she can also feel her inner space and peace again. So that she got really grounded and that she was not for a very long time because she had such a shocking life situation for herself, which really kicked her out in space, all right? And with this little process, with this step in between, you know, I helped her, in fact, to gain back the energy she needed to really do and start the process of her big change, of her transformation. And I can tell you, after this 2.5 hours of relaxation for her, she was like coming back from a big, long vacation. She was calm, very peaceful, thinking, and I saw also a smile on her face. And what was really nice was that she really stopped immediately talking about what all the other people in her life have done wrong, like her ex-husband, maybe her new dating partners, maybe her family, which were not really supporting her. So she really started talking and really focusing and understanding herself and also her situation. And so completely a change of where she started coming to me. And that was really an absolutely great, I mean, really a great result. And after that, you know, the starting her transformation, really doing it, was then easy to do and to make. So, to sum this up, that you also get a take out of my podcast here. So when you are in a very similar stressing life situation, and really this is your personal judgment, but when you are right now depressed, when you are, for example, sad and you get up in the morning and actually would like to cry, you know, when you feel like being, you know, unsorted or restless, and you cannot stand still, and you're maybe not really within yourself, then I would clearly recommend that the first step that you really can start your big change, transformation to happen and to arrive in your life, that you do on a regular basis, really to start at trance processes, which you can download and really listen regularly on YouTube, the one which you like, and they're also like timely and with 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, or maybe an hour. Or you do really other relaxation exercises. For example, you also can go and try hypnosis for this, all right? But here's important, you know, that you do these exercises to calm down physically and mentally. So you can do these exercises before you go to bed. So you tape it and then you leave the handy mobile phone maybe next to you and you just, you know, let it go. And then when you start sleeping, it's actually off, you know? Or for example, at lunchtime, when you have a very busy business day or a very business day with kids or something, you know, that you take a time out, maybe 20, 30 minutes, and that you get then your relaxation exercise done so that you really can physically relax and also mentally. And in case, you know, you say now, oh, all right, but I would like to boost this very much, then is of course the other option that you really get and go to a trusty, good coach, which is body orientated and also having exercises on this, or do you go to a good hypnotherapeut? And they can also help you right away, really to get you into the physical and the mental relaxation, to gain back energy that you really can start your process. All right, so that's it for today. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you really enjoyed the podcast. You enjoyed the podcast here as much as I did today. It was a very interesting customer case, and really we had super great results. So I can really highly recommend it. And in case you really would like to know what really is a real physical and mental relaxation session, get in contact with me for your free consulting call and we check out your situation and if this is the right thing to start with you or not. So thank you very much for listening. Up to the next podcast series where we talk about what are the 5 most important things to know that you can do your transformation. Thank you. Up to the next one.